Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The current and previous presidential administrations basically went head-to-head today, although in different venues, over the issue of national security, and specifically the policies required to win the war on terror. President Obama speaking at the National Archives, followed just moments later by former Vice President Dick Cheney, a frequent and outspoken critic of the Obama administration as he addressed folks at the American Enterprise Institute. First to the current administration, President Obama detailing his policies on a number of national security fronts. First of all, despite a lot of speculation to the contrary, the president says he will be closing Guantanamo Bay's detention facility by January of 2010 on schedule. He says the facility is nothing more than a recruitment tool for terrorists.
Indeed, the existence of Guantanamo likely created more terrorists around the world than it ever detained. Rather than keeping us safer, the prison at Guantanamo has weakened American national security. It is a rallying cry for our enemies. By any measure, the cost of keeping it open far exceed the complications involved in closing it.
Many Republicans and an increasing number of Democrats have been very leery to supply the funding necessary to close Guantanamo Bay because they don't see a specific plan coming from the Obama administration on what to do with the detainees once the facility closes. Point blank, nobody wants terrorists in their own districts or home states. But President Obama says congressional Republicans are fear-mongering by suggesting that bringing detainees to prisons in the United States makes us any less safe.
But if we continue to make decisions within a climate of fear, we will make more mistakes. I have confidence that the American people are more interested in doing what is right to protect this country than in political posturing.
Obama says he's very comfortable prosecuting many of those detained at Guantanamo Bay, and he says that they would be absolutely secure at any sort of supermax facility, such as the one in Colorado, holding Zacharias Moussaoui, the Unabomber, and several other noted criminals. The president says that he's also banned all sorts of enhanced interrogation techniques that the vice president and others condoned during the past 8 years. The president says the Bush administration went off course in approving some of the tactics they allowed following 9/11.
The decisions that were made over the last 8 years established an ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism that was neither effective nor sustainable, a framework that failed to use our values as a compass.
But Obama says, fear not, he is fully committed to protecting this country and winning the war.
My single most important responsibility as president is to keep the American people safe. It's the first thing that I think about when I wake up in the morning. It's the last thing that I think about when I go to sleep at night.
But the president's remarks at the National Archives did not sway former Vice President Dick Cheney, who once again strongly defended the Bush administration tactics in the war on terror and slammed decisions made in that same arena by the new Obama administration. Cheney attacked, first of all, the president's decision to once again say he's moving forward with closing the detention facility at Guantanamo.
The administration has found that it's easy to receive applause in Europe for closing Guantanamo, but it's tricky to come up with an alternative that will serve the interest of justice and America's national security.
Cheney has also endured criticism from Obama and others who suggest that waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation techniques conducted a few times on a limited number of terrorists constituted torture. Cheney says he has little patience for those who constantly criticize the U.S. for that policy.
In my long experience in Washington, few matters have inspired so much contrived indignation and phony moralizing as the interrogation methods applied to a few captured terrorists.
The former vice president still wasn't done.
Leading members of Congress, including the current Speaker of the House, were briefed on the program and on the methods. Yet for all these exacting efforts to do a hard and necessary job and to do it right, we hear from some quarters nothing but feigned outrage.
Bottom line, says Cheney, the country is less safe as a result of the orders from President Obama, and he doesn't regret a single policy decision made in fighting the war on terror.
I do so as one who was there every day of the Bush administration, who supported the policies when they were made, and without hesitation would do so again in the same circumstances.
Still in the war on terror, a judge today ordering three of the four suspected New York bomb plotters held without bail following a brief appearance in federal court in White Plains. The four were arrested Wednesday night. James Cromedy, David Williams, and Anta Williams are charged with planning to bomb synagogues and a Jewish community center in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. The alleged Muslim extremists are also accused of plotting to attack military planes at Stewart International Airport in their hometown of Newburgh, New York. In other news, Congress has given final approval to a law dramatically changing the way the Pentagon buys new weapon systems. The House voted unanimously, 411-0, to pass the measure approved earlier by the Senate. It strikes at the heart of budget overruns and waste that cost American taxpayers $300 billion last year alone. Quickly on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow off 130 points, the S&P 500 down 15, the Nasdaq losing 33 points, oil dropping 99 cents. Still to come on Dateline Washington, an update on the cap-and-trade or energy tax debate with Phil Kirpin of Americans for Prosperity. We'll cover the week in politics with John Gizzi of Human Events. And when we come back, inside that New York terror plot and further analysis of the Obama-Cheney debate on national security with David Gardenstein-Ross. Stay with us.